USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With new coronavirus cases spiking in a number of states around the country that have reopened, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin says there is no way we can reclose the economy.
We can't shut down the economy again. I think we've learned that if you shut down the economy, you're going to create more damage, and not just economic damage, but there are other areas, medical problems and everything else that get put on hold. But I think we've learned a lot. And I also would just say the fact that Congress, the House, the Senate responded with the administration in an unprecedented way to put $3 trillion in the economy, and we're prepared to go back to Congress for more money to support the American worker. So we're going to get everybody back to work.
Meanwhile, an additional 1.5 million people filed for unemployment for the first time last week, and new stats released by the Department of Labor. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this would be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The former Minneapolis police officer charged with the killing of George Floyd could still receive pension benefits starting in just a few years, even if he's convicted. Pension officials in Minnesota confirmed that the ex-officer Derek Chauvin could receive more than $1 million in benefits over the next three decades. Minnesota is one of several states that has no law relinquishing or reducing pension for public employees, even if they're convicted of felonies related to their job. Chauvin faces up to 40 years behind bars if found guilty. Joe Biden's search for a running mate is entering the second round of vetting for a dwindling list of potential vice presidential nominees, and several black women are in strong contention. Democrats with knowledge of the process say Biden's search committee has narrowed the choices to six serious contenders. Those still in contention include Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Kamala Harris of California, as well as Susan Rice, who served as President Barack Obama's national security advisor. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Egypt will reopen select tourist destinations to international charter flights starting July 1st, allowing travelers from around the world to return to parts of the country less hard hit by the coronavirus. The government hopes to draw tourists to popular yet remote attractions that have been spared the virus. Those include the southern part of the Sinai Peninsula, home to major resort and beach destinations. The health ministry has recorded over 39,000 cases of COVID-19 in Egypt, including 1,377 deaths, the highest confirmed death toll in the Arab world. Catholic schools have faced tough times for many years, but the pace of closures is accelerating dramatically amid the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. Most of the closures are occurring at the elementary school level, but also on the list are a number of beloved high schools, including some that produced famous alumni. The Institute of Notre Dame, a girls' school in Baltimore founded in 1847, is set to close June 30th, to the dismay of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, an alumni. Immaculate Conception Cathedral School of Memphis is also shutting down after 98 years. It's where Priscilla Beaulieu finished her senior year while dating husband-to-be Elvis Presley. This year's closures will reduce the number of Catholic K-12 schools in the United States to about 6,000, down from more than 21,000 in 1970, according to the Catholic Education Association. Overall enrollment has plummeted from more than 5 million in the 60s to under 1.7 million now. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.